Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Basketball fans who hope to see a little South Dakota snow are in for a treat this week as the Summit League tournament continues at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls, a city socked in by blizzard conditions. We'll give you some stories to tell. But for South Dakotans who have seen enough of snow and need something slightly more thrilling, South Dakota and South Dakota State square off in the Division I Conference Tournament Championship game for men's and women's basketball today. Brian Miller is the Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Sports Authority, and he joins us with an update. Hey, Brian, welcome to In the Moment.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, give us an overview. How has the tournament been going?
Yeah, the tournament has been going very, very well. It's about everything we can about imagine at this point in time. And the crowds have been great, even though the weather was a little iffy yesterday and, of course, this morning. But with the interstates back open, I think, or at least I-29, people are coming in the Premier Center, and they're excited to cheer on their local teams. And those who don't have a local team in the tournament still, or a team to cheer for in the tournament, they're still coming as well. So overall, has been very, very well attended. And again, with a little hiccup with the weather, we're still looking for a very good crowd today.
All right, a little iffy and a little hiccup might be a South Dakota way to describe the weather in the past few days.
Yeah.
And again, if you're not from around here, it doesn't feel... Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what's great about the people who are purchasing tickets and things like that. They want to be here. They purchase all session tickets, and that's the amazing thing about that.
All right. So tell us where people are coming from. How far and wide do people come to, will actually travel to see their team play?
Oh, they will follow their team for quite a distance. We actually had a gentleman who was trying to view all Division I conference championships at some point in time in their life, and so he made the trip and things. And so they're coming from all around. Of course, we have teams from Western Illinois, or a team from Western Illinois, from Denver, from Oral Roberts down in Oklahoma, and so kind of a variety of the region. Primarily, of course, are coming from the South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa area, but we do have fans from all over the nation attending the event. And of course, it can be viewed through the ESPN families of channels. And so I think we're visible, of course, across the country, and probably have many thousands viewing the games. I think last year we had 200 or 300,000 total views, just the championship games on ESPN. So people following from all across the nation, even without being here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. All right. So how important is, the attendance in the stands, not only for the teams who are playing, but for that national audience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's very important. And that's what's very, very nice about having this opportunity of filling the stands the way the people do. It shows very well on TV. So others around the nation, the mid-major tournaments, are very jealous, I believe, of Commissioner Duple and his staff for having the excitement that the tournament does have here locally. So very important, viewing it on TV and things, but it does great things for the schools. They're playing in front of full crowds of a lot of people, and I think they're very excited to do that. And so it kind of elevates the experience for all, of course, the fans, the teams, and then also anybody watching it at home.
Yeah, so let's talk about this South Dakota, school championship here. Local fans must be pretty excited about that, right?
They are. Yeah, you can tell it in the hallways. They're lining up prior to opening the doors here, just about a half hour or so, or 45 minutes ago. They were chanting and cheering and kind of egging each other on. I'm sure many know each other because of the rivalry back and forth, playing at one site, playing at the other throughout the years. It is very unique. I don't know if it's been done across the any other Division I conference tournament before, where you have an in-state event and having the four, both men and women, the four local schools playing for a berth into the big dance. So very unique opportunity. And again, I don't know, for those who dreamt of the Sports Authority back in the day, 10 years ago or so, and going after the Summit League tournament, that this would even be possible. And of course, at that time, USD was not even Division I yet ready. So very, very unique opportunity, and we're excited about the opportunity, to be honest with you.
All right. Has there been any criticism or pushback about the fact that the Sioux Falls has what someone might accuse them of, having a home field advantage? Or is that do people understand that that's not the case?
Yeah, no, not at all. people are enjoying the tournament is the best way to say that. No matter who is in the championship game for either team, it's a good experience again for all. I have not heard any negative comments. And again, you want your conference championship to be played in front of people. And Sioux Falls has definitely turned out for the tournament year after year.
Yeah. So the Sioux Falls School District classes were canceled today. And, you know, I look out the window and it's really not too bad out there. So did you make a phone call this morning so all those high school students could go to the game?
You know, what I was thinking is maybe the principals and the superintendents and everybody got together. The teachers all got together on emails yesterday and decided to cancel it so they could all come to the game. And
We
want everybody to be safe. Of course, that's our first and foremost. We want to make sure everybody's safe travels. But it is a unique situation. Go outside and it's not that bad in the city limits, especially. Hopefully everybody to make it here safely and enjoy the tournament. So we might see a few younger faces in the crowd on a Tuesday afternoon than what we were planning on seeing. But that's a great thing, and we're excited about having families involved.
We are teasing Superintendent Brian Maher right now, who's maybe listening. Maybe he's on the way to the game. We don't know.
Yes, so, I'm.
But there are an awful lot of teachers. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Nope. I've gotten a lot of calls this morning about, hey, you got extra tickets or so, and I don't. A lot of times, I don't have very many tickets at all. But saying that my kids are interested in going to the women's championship game here coming up, and so. My phone has been going a little crazy here this morning, starting already at 6 o'clock in the morning. So,
are tickets available at all for those games? Can you get in at this point? Or okay.
Yep. Nope. Tickets are available. You can purchase those at Ticketmaster.com or come to the box office. The men's game is there's only a couple hundred left or so remaining in the upper level, but there's still great seats, and we'd love to have those filled. So yes, they are still available.
How does North Dakota State joining the Summit League stand to change things in the future?
University of North Dakota. Yep, North Dakota State.
University
is already
thank you.
In the
yeah.
tournament. So, University of North Dakota would be the next school coming in, and actually they will change the dynamics quite a bit because adding another school on the I-29 corridor, a former NCC opponent, the schools and the players and the fans are familiar with that school, and I think that will be a fun rivalry. Hopefully we have a few more individuals coming down from North Dakota next year to attend the event, and it's just going to really bring the level up for the championship for sure. So we'll see how they compete and see where everyone finishes next year. Of course, there'll be nine in the Summit League next year, and only eight are chosen. So we'll see who's that one that's left out next year for the tournament.
All right, the women play at 1 p.m., is that correct? And the men at 8? Do I have
correct.
That right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, 1 p.m., and then the games can also be viewed if you're not able to make it to Sioux Falls on ESPNU for the women's championship, and the men's tip off at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Premier Center, and you can view that on ESPN2. Those are the two channels for that tournament, for the games.
All right, so you've been watching, have a pretty close eye on these teams. What do you think? Who's on fire right now?
Going to
have a good game, though? Yeah.
It's going to be a very good game, yep. Every time you get a 1-2 matchup, and especially on both sides, they'll be the best games, I think, of the tournament, and it should be exciting for all who attend and watching on TV. I'm not going to choose favorites by any means. We're the sports authority, so we're going to stay unbiased. But I feel that this is going to be there's enough emotion in this facility. I can feel it here in the back of house, in the front of house, and it's going to be quite the day. So I'm excited to get it going here in a couple minutes. We'll be tipping off, and hopefully the men's game will have that same excitement.
All right, we'll let you get to it. We don't want you to miss that part. Brian Miller, Executive Director of Sioux Falls Sports Authority, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks much.